purpose. And Father, we just pray that your Holy Spirit would move powerfully tonight, Father God, and that you'd bless this time as we dive into your word. Stir our hearts, God. Please bless this time. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, guys, again, thank you for being here tonight. You can be turning in your Bibles over to 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4. I have 2 points for you guys tonight coming out of 1 John 4. And those 2 points are be loved and give love. Be loved and give love. You know, we as humans, we're all looking for love. We're all looking for something to satisfy the longing of our souls. We are spiritual beings with a spiritual appetite that the material things of this world simply cannot fulfill. And currently, our world is going through a time where our material comforts have been stripped away and people are being forced to face the reality of this life, that this life is fragile and that all that really matters in this life is deep, loving relationships. That's what we're learning during this time. And I don't know about you, but I've had some days during this season where I felt myself longing for more. Longing to be filled up, and sometimes longing just to feel better. You know, I've had days where I've felt stressed, I've felt overwhelmed, discouraged, and sometimes confused. But there's one thing that's helped me through all of this time, and that's brought me hope, joy, comfort, and gratitude, even during the season that we're in right now. And the one thing that's been helping me, and maybe it's been helping you, is God's love for me. Jesus's love for me. And that's what I want to talk about in this first point as we dive into this passage, is just be loved. Be loved. You know, I love digging into scriptures that remind me of God's grace towards me. And maybe just like me, you've had some days during this time where you felt yourself longing to be filled, where you felt yourself longing for something more and to be satisfied. And I'm here to tell you tonight that what we all need is to let ourselves be loved by God, to be loved by Jesus, to spend time each day soaking up God's love for you and me, because only then can we give love to those around us. 1 John chapter 4 is one of my anchor scriptures personally that helps me reconnect with God's incredible love for me. And it also motivates me to love others deeply. And so let's read here in 1 John chapter 4. We're going to start here in verse 7. Paul says, "Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins." So Paul helps us see here in this passage that God is love. But how did he demonstrate or prove his love for us? He did that by sending Jesus into the world, right? And so in verse 9 and 10 here, that's what he says, is this is how God demonstrated that love. He sent his one and only Son into the world. Check this out, that we might live through him. That God took the first step. Before you ever took a step towards knowing him, he decided to give everything up for you, to give up his one and only Son, Jesus, that you might, that you maybe one day would see his love and would decide to love him back. But God took the first step. God initiated this relationship, and that's all on his doing. And so that's what we got to see here in this passage, is that's real love. God took a risk. God said, you know what? Mark may never decide to love me back, but I'm going to give up everything for him. And he did the same for you. I want to encourage you tonight to let yourself be loved by God. Let yourself rest in his love, the unconditional love that God has for you, and let that love satisfy you each day. Don't go to your sin, which will leave you more empty, but go to his love, which will fill you up and overflow to others. Amen. So I just want to ask you, when's the last time you had a moment where you genuinely were left speechless after reading scripture? When's the last time you were just like, that's amazing. I can't even read anything else. I'm just going to chew on that the rest of the day. When's the last time you were just left in awe and wonder after the Bible helped you see just how much Jesus cares about you? You're just left in awe because of his love. Maybe it was a week ago. Maybe it was 2 minutes before midweek. Maybe it was yesterday. I hope it was recent. But I want to ask you that. When was the last time you were left speechless from the word of God? I believe that God is saying to our world and saying to you individually, and he's saying, just be loved. Just let me love you, my son, my daughter. Let me let my love just wrap its arms around you during this time. I think God's saying, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. God wants to love us, and he's saying, be loved. You know, if you're visiting with us tonight and checking out Campus Midweek for the first time, again, we want to welcome you. We want to let you know that we are glad you are here. But you got to know that God is crazy about you, that he desires a close relationship with you, and that is why you're here. That's why he's created you, is to know him and to make him known. That's what God wants for each of our lives. And I want to encourage you, if you're new here tonight, as you have more time on your hands, to use this time to give God a chance in your life, to seek after God during this time, and decide to do Bible studies with whoever invited you out to the Zoom call tonight, and to really decide that, man, I'm going to come to know his love, because it's better than life itself. But don't just keep this love to yourself once you come to know it. We got to go pay it forward to others. We got to go give love. And that's what I want to talk about in my second point. So we got to be loved, but we got to give love. So let's continue reading here in verses 11 to 13 in chapter 4. Paul says, dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. But if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us. This is how we know that we live in him, and he in us. He has given us his spirit. And we'll stop there. Now, notice how Paul makes a turn here in his letter. Right? And those sentences before, he's trying to make the point about grace and Christ's love. And now he's saying, since God has so loved us, we also ought to love one another. If you can stop and be loved, then you can go and give love. God is calling us to love one another as brothers and sisters in Christ, but he's also calling us to love those outside the body of Christ as well. You know, the song, Build My Life, which Blair just sang beautifully, thank you again. You know, the lyrics in this chorus, it says, open up my eyes in wonder and show me who you are and fill me with your heart and lead me in your love to those around me. I love that song. It's talking about, man, we got to first be in awe and wonder, but then we got to bring that. Lead me in your love to those around me, to those in your sphere of influence. How's it going loving those you're living with during this time? Some of you are like, why do you have to ask that question, Mark? And some of you are sitting with who you're living with, and it's a little awkward right now, or maybe you're just like, we're good. But how's it going loving your family during this time with the love of Christ? Are you looking for ways to serve those that you live with, those that you're seeing regularly? Are you listening to them? Are you being a good listener? Are you praying for them? Are you getting quality time with those who you live with? Are you just cleaning the house and saying, you know what? We're here. We can't leave here. Let's make it nice. Let's clean it up. You know, are you making meals? Maybe trying to, I don't know, cook a meal for your parents or for your sibling. In what ways are you trying to show the love of God to your family right now or whoever you're living with? How can you show God's love through your actions at home? Right now, for a lot of us, the home, our homes are our mission field. This is where we get to show the love of Christ. This is where we get to show our family who Jesus is. You know, in verse 12, Paul says, no one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us. You see, we can't see God physically, but the world can see God and his love by the way his people love one another. That we as disciples have the honor of showing the world, showing all creation, who God is by the way we love one another. Is there really a bigger purpose than that in life? I can't think of one. You know, imagine if, you know, someone just came up to you and said, hey, what do you do for a living? Or what's your purpose in life? And your answer was, I help people see God. And in that moment, you just dropped the mic. I just dropped a mic. I have a pillow down here. Did not hit my foot. I was successful. Thank you, Jesus. But you say to them, I help people see God. I show people who the creator of the universe is. I reveal the nature of God to people through the way I live my life. I represent the King of Kings. I represent a solution to the world. I help people see God. Wow. And the person that you're telling that to, they probably say, oh, okay, sure you are. That sounds great. Stay safe. And they walk away. That's kind of a crazy thing to tell someone, but it's true. As a disciple of Jesus, that's what God's called you to do, is to help people see God by the way you live your life. You know, people might not be verbatim saying that they're looking for God during this time, but some will say that they're looking for love or that they're looking for comfort. And God is love. So we get to help people see that who they're really looking for in this time is a man named Jesus. Is a man who lived a life of love and who is God. You know, I've been doing these worship nights on Tuesday nights, and it's been interesting as I've been going live on Facebook that friends from my high school who I never thought would tune into a worship night are tuning in. And recently I had a friend message me on Facebook Messenger, and the last conversation we had was very not promising that he was wanting to see God. And we hadn't talked in a long time, but he messaged me recently on Facebook Messenger. And he told me that he's kind of a technician working at a hospital. And he said, Mark, it's been a crazy time as I've been in the hospitals, and I'm realizing I need to come back to faith. And I thought of you, and I'd love to talk sometime. And that's one example of many, but there's people that are seeing, man, there's got to be more to life than just making money. Because, man, life is fragile, and people are looking for something more. Guys, people are turning to God during this time, and we must extend the love of God to other people. We must give love. We are the hands and feet of Jesus to this world. I believe that God is using this time for his bride, the church, to shine brightly and to show the world how strong our hope is, that we're anchored in the eternal life, that our treasure as Christians is not in this world, but it's in the kingdom of God. I want to ask you, how's it going for you loving the lost and the hurting, even during this time? When's the last time you prayed about it and asked someone if they'd want to study the Bible, and even over Zoom or FaceTime? You just prayed, God, I pray that you open up their heart. They would want to come to know you, that you sent that text. You know, I want to illustrate, to make a little illustration here. I was trying to think about how to bring this together here. And just to go with me here, imagine this. Imagine that there was a boy who was an orphan. And he was told at a young age that both his parents had left him, and that this boy had come to accept that reality, that he was not wanted by his father or by his mother. and that this boy dreamed of having a loving relationship with a father that could not only be his dad, but also be his friend. But here's the crazy part, is that the people who ran this orphanage, they knew all along that this boy's dad actually wanted to have a relationship with him, that this boy's true father was searching for him, even praying for him. But that this orphanage was saying no to this dad, and they withheld that information from the boy. That this boy thought there was no one who loved him like that, that he would never have a loving father, he would never know this kind of love in his life, but that all along this father had been trying to make himself known. He just needed someone to tell his boy the truth, that there was love for him that he knew nothing about. How terrible is it to withhold love from someone who really needs it? You know, is there anything worse than withholding grace, mercy, and eternal life from someone? You know, guys, there are so many people out there, people that we know, who simply have no idea how much God loves them, how much God treasures them, thinks about them, dreams for them in their life. And guys, we're Christ ambassadors. We speak on his behalf. We're his messengers, and it's our honor to let people know, hey, there's a God who loves you. He's been chasing you down. He's been wanting and craving an intimate relationship with you, and he wants to save your soul. That we have the honor of doing that for people. Let us not be people who withhold love from others, especially during this time, but let us give love to others by our actions and through helping them understand the Bible. One of my favorite Proverbs is Proverbs 3, verse 27. It says, "Do not withhold good from those to whom it is due when it is in your power to act." And I want to tell you tonight, it's in your power to act. Jesus deemed everyone worthy of dying for, right? God said, "You're worthy of my son." And we have the power and the ability to help people know that truth. You know, I want to take a moment here. I've never said this during a sermon, but I want you to get out your phone right now. Maybe you're already on your phone, but I want you to get out your phone, and I want you to text someone that maybe you've studied the Bible with in the past, or a family member that you're trying to reach out to, or someone that you just think, you know what? Let me just text them and see if they want to pray together sometime. Let me just text them and see if they'd want to read one scripture sometime. But I want you to think about maybe someone at your school, in your family, a coworker, a friend, and I want you to text them right now. Maybe it's one person, maybe it's two, maybe it's 10. I don't know, that was a lot. But think about who that would be that you want to reach out to and pay forward the love of Jesus during this time. This text might change a life right now. I sound like an infomercial. This text message would change a life. But it's true. It's true. It might. And so go ahead and send that text or two. Give them a chance to reciprocate and follow God. You know, as we come in for a landing here, again, I just want to encourage all of us to take time each day to simply be loved by God, to spend time seeing God's love for you through scripture, to learn from him, to let his love fill you up and to bring you joy during this time. But as you're being filled with his love, to go and give love to those around you, both inside this ministry and outside as well. The world needs the church to be the church during this time, to be the hands and feet of Jesus during this time. And let's remember that, man, it's an honor that we get to shine the light of Christ in a dark time for our world. I just want to close with reading this scripture. John 13, verses 34 and 35. Jesus says, "A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." Guys, let's live out that scripture, that our love will show people, man, there are true followers of Jesus. God is real. God is present. God is changing lives. And I miss you guys. I love you guys so much. I cannot wait to be back at PS 41 in Greenwich Village, praising God together, seeing how God has moved during this time, seeing our new brothers and sisters who have never been to an All New York Devo, and they're like, this is what I'm a part of. This is amazing. So let's do our part in really being loved and then paying that love forward to others, and let's give love as well. I love you guys. I hope this was encouraging. Hope this was helpful.